It's the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
We're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast for NappyAfro.com, episode 255. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, and the most important a.k.a. of all, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrified motherfucking podcast of the day. A.K.A. the next door neighbor, Danny Tanner. A.K.A. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. A.K.A. the kicks of the day are the Zo2s from Triple B Balls.
Big Baller Brand.
Big Baller Brand.
So Lonzo Ball and his father, LeVar Ball, trying to get that shoe deal done. Nike, Adidas.
And no, he's not a deal. He didn't want a deal. He wants a partnership.
I know. You ain't let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So it was Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. He wanted them to go ahead and basically he wanted a distribution deal where they were supporting the Big Baller Brand. That's what he wanted. And they all said no. So now on the Big Baller Brand website, which they actually have, which is where he was selling the shirts and sweatshirts, they have a shoe that looks like the Kobe 11 slept with an Adidas Boost. Now, so the shoe has price ranges. The most expensive is like $9.95.
That's the autograph, right?
That's the autograph with the box and all the other shit. The base brand of the actual shoe is like $4.95. And then the slides are like $220.
Whoa.
Slides.
$220, that's in some other
USD.
Form of, that's in like Ghana money?
United States dollars, sir.
What?
And... this is all pre-order.
Yeah, so the shit, they come, so you should have your shit by November.
I was like, November, whoa. November, and no refunds, no exchanges.
What?
Yeah, bro. And the shoe that's $495 is not leather. It's all synthetic.
Get the fuck out of here. This thing, bro. Oh, okay. He must be waiting on the clearance sale for these shits to go down the light. They'll be in regular warehouse soon.
It was really... I've been riding with Pops the whole time. Because, I feel like you bet on yourself, bet on your family. I don't have a problem with that shit. Mm-hmm. But $495, first of all, $495 for Jordans is a lot.
Yeah.
But for your shoe that don't even have leather on it, fuck whether you played on the court or not. I don't give a shit about that. Because y'all, people who wear the shoes ain't playing on the court anyway. Fuck y'all. That argument is ridiculous to me. But the shoe is not worth... any aspect of $495.
Jesus Christ.
None. I mean, even if he's the number one pick and wins a championship his first year.
Rookie of the year, all that. He went MVP, rookie of the year.
All defensive first team.
All NBA. He breaks Steph Curry 3-point record. He leads the league in scoring. He averages a triple-double. 2020, he's going to be the first 2020 guy.
It's not going to be worth $495 for your Baller Brand. And it's probably because it's a Baller Brand shoe. If it was a Nike, it might be worth more.
It looks really cheap.
The materials look cheap. Like, the shoe itself doesn't look bad to me, but I like the Kobe 11s. It looks like the Kobe 11. But the materials, the fact that there's no leather, and we don't know the technology behind this shit, I'm not paying $495 for that, bro. Because before I heard it, I was going to buy it just to fuck with it. Be like, all right, let me just try this shit out and see what the fuck it is. But then when I saw the price tag, I was like, oh, fuck no.
But you wouldn't do that with no strawberries. See, boy, I tell you, it's all right. Boy, I swear.
I'm not buying no strawberries, bro. Why does that matter? Nigga, you buy some strawberries. Shit.
I got some, man. I rock them all the time,
you man. You a motherfucking lie. Motherfucking lie. I don't really know what's going on with that shit. And I, since we're talking about products that's on the market, I got to give an early loser to a product that I ordered. You know, having the beard, you know, that shit. buying beard oil and shit like that is expensive. I didn't know that they was caking off of us like that. So my wife got me some beard oil for my birthday and shit. It was like some old earthy crunchy shit, you know, my wife gets down. It was fine, but it was only like, I looked it up, it was only like $12. That's, I can get with that. When I look for shit that's made by black people and not black people, okay, because I'm looking, they're charging $20 and $30 for 1 ounce of beard oil. So I went ahead and I found one company, it didn't cost $20, and I went and ordered it. This shit smells like, it's called Bonfire, right? And the way they said it was like a masculine, musky type stuff. Nigga, this smells like I just rolled my beard in a bonfire.
Jesus.
It's terrible. So
you need to get down with that Rich Hair Care. It's, you know, look it up, richhaircare.com. You know what I'm saying? They got great stuff for your luxurious beard needs and all that, and your hair and all that. Future sponsor for the show.
It's called Rich what?
Rich Hair Care.
Is this some black shit?
Yeah, I believe so.
So I'm gonna look at them right now. Rich Hair Care.
Future sponsor of the show.
It's a lot of women on here. You sure they got beard shit?
Yeah, you click on the men's shit. Let's see.
Here we go. Okay, so we go down, we got the men's shit. Let me see if they got beard oil. So the other thing, the good thing about Mod Cabin is that they have a sampler. So I ordered the sampler and I take the L. I'm a loser this week because they give you 5 different samples and all 5 smell better than the one that I ordered the big bottle of.
Damn.
So I got the one loser. I see shampoo and all kinds of other shit, but I don't see nothing for the beard.
Let's see.
They got argan oil and silk oil serum.
Yeah. Oh, that's for hair and shit, yeah.
I mean, that shit probably works. I don't know, but it's a white dude on top of that, so. This isn't a black on shit, but I don't care because my cabin ain't black either. And this shit Rick I got Ross, on right now.
I think Rick Ross be, I don't know if this is Rick Ross company or whatever. He got something to do with it, but he's heavily into this.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so maybe it is some black on shit.
He's a boss.
You know, I go ahead and check that out, man. But this shit is definitely my loser for the day. This Bonfire. And I can't watch it out because we had to do the show. I mean, as soon as the show's over, though, I'm watching this shit out.
Bonfire.
It's called Bonfire. I thought it was some witsy, like musk, like men's musk stuff is not usually bad. It's like a real masculine scent. No, this shit smells straight like ashes, bro. I'm walking around looking like, what's on fire? Nigga, it's your face. You smell like a fire. so I'll take the L this week. They got it here quick, though. It's just this one's not the win.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. The bad shit gets there quickly with no problem. Props to Liz for sending 3 weeks to send me one fucking hat, you losers. So we got to get our music news in here so we can get paid. The internet's been going nuts. By the time you listen, this is probably not going to be a thing. But Yachty went on this fucking show, Everyday Hustle, Everyday Struggle.
Yes, with DJ Academics and Joe Buttons on the Complex Network. Comes on every day at 11 o'clock.
I'd never heard of it before this interview.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like they only been on for like 3 weeks.
And I went into it, and my thing was, I don't like Yachty's music, the stuff that I've heard, and I just wanted to see Button. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck he was going to say? I saw the internet talking about Button was clowning. I was like, I don't trust that. First of all, I call him Buttons. Okay, with an S. Buttons. So we get to this interview, and you saw the interview, right, sir?
I did.
Did Buttons seem extremely angry to you?
It seemed like he was angry, but then it was like Yachty was like, listen, bruh, I'm not, you know, it's like Yachty wouldn't keep feeding into his anger, but it's like he was more frustrated than angry, I'm going to say.
He was frustrated, like, though, because Yachty wasn't who he wanted him to be.
Is that he thought Yachty was going to be up there. Yachty like, listen, I like having fun. I'm not as dumb as you think I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, do I know if I'm in the 360 or not? No. Does it matter to me? I'm 19. No.
It was funny to me because it seemed to be a clear rift between the old niggas and the young niggas. I had people on my timeline, and even when this went, when I saw this posted on Facebook, and people were in the comments on some, Joe was trying to school him, you know what I'm saying? These kids got to know he going to be broke in the future. He got to know. I'm like, Joe broke now, ain't he?
Joe ain't broke.
He ain't broke, but if you've been in the game for 15 years.
Joe ain't never made it. Like, he ain't never made it. He got one gold album. That was in 2003.
Hey, Academics hit him on that.
Yeah, you can sneeze on the album in 03 and go gold. I've said it on the Procast plenty of times. If you going gold in 03 was a failure. Like, niggas say you flopped if you went gold in early 2000.
DJ Academic said that to his face. He said, you flopped.
Yeah, you flopped. And he was like, no, I didn't. He was like,
no, he didn't even say that. He said, well, what do you mean I flopped? You been to my house.
Yeah, what did I got to do with it?
I don't know what that means. I guess if you at the house of a flopper, then you're less than that, maybe.
I mean, like, look, you also was on Love & Hip Hop, and you know what I'm saying? You've been with Slaughterhouse. Like, let's not act like Slaughterhouse didn't revive your career, Joe. Yes, you've been rapping for 15, 12 years, but whatever, but, you know, come on. Anybody can call themselves a rapper if nobody's listening. Yes, you got a huge internet following, and you got a podcast that gets 500,000 views, and this all, blah, 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 blah. I get all that. But, Joe, let's face the facts. 03, 500,000 albums is a flop. But today, that's like, you're not even going 500,000 today, Joe. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stick to the podcast numbers and the views on fucking YouTube. And I ain't got no, I'm not hating on you how you getting it. Hey, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But don't, he was just, it's like he was a little too upset with Yachty. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole yelling and throwing his hat and all. I'm like, yo, Joe, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, is it? Do you have to be a Skip Bayless type dude on these shows these days? Like, is that just part of the? I wonder, is it act? That's what I was wondering.
You know, sometimes you get in front of the camera, you get in front of the microphone, and you turn up a little bit. But I don't know, man. Every time we see him, the last time we saw him, he was mad when them kids was trolling him, and he chased down the car. He was mad then.
Yeah,
and even during the interview, you know, they was like, "Why are you so mad?" He like, "I'm just passionate. I'm not mad." No, nigga, you're red.
Yeah, I'm just. I mean, I want to know. I want you to be smart about your business. Want you to know whether you're the 360, because he asked something about how much Coach K getting. He was like 20%. You know, you when he said that in the interview, so he was like, "No, I'm not talking about that." So maybe Yachty only giving up. You know, Coach K getting 20% of everything. And, you know, that's a nice little cut. You know what I'm saying?
Still, I mean, if your first deal, if what Yachty was saying was true. Your first deal was over $1 million. You're doing okay.
You're 19.
You're doing okay. And that's what somebody else said this shit on my timeline too. They was like, Yachty defines happiness as having 3 cars and a bunch of bras. Think about that for a minute. I said, nigga, at 19, that's amazing. I'm well over 19 now, and that still sounds pretty fucking good.
Bro, I was 19. I had fucking I got a check for $700 from working. 19, I thought I was like, yo, like, I'm going down the street. I swear to God, money ain't a thing. I was playing that shit, throwing $1 bills out the sunroof of the car. I swear to God, I was like, yo, I mean, it was about $15. I ain't gonna lie. It was about 15. But you didn't tell me shit that day. I cashed a check for $720. Whoa.
I mean, Joe was mad about that. He was mad because his brother said that he was happy. He's like, no, I don't buy that. You cannot be happy all the time. And he's like, what am I nice about?
He's like, I went from being in the dorm room eating oodles and noodles out here with diamond encrusted teeth at the Met Gala talking to seeing Rihanna and people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, I mean, like I said, Yachty music not for me. I try to listen to it and I just like, yo, I just can't. I can't get it. I can't get with it. And, you know, and it just, that's not my style. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hate on him and say he garbage. Mm-hmm. That's not for me. You know, I'm learning that a lot of music is not for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. You know?
And sometimes you don't even have to talk about if it's trash or not. You be like, hey, look, I just don't like it. It's not my thing. And that's the end of it. Yeah. That's the end of it.
My lady just dropped the album. How you feel about this, all right?
Can I finish this before I go into that?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you fine. I want to say that Yachty did earn a little bit of prop from me. Because he stuck to his guns. First of all, he wasn't as dumb as everybody thought he was.
Exactly.
So I give him props for that. And he stuck to his guns and was chill the whole time. Like, the stuff that he was saying, even when Joe challenged him, he was like, "You ain't. What are you doing that's bigger than music?" He's like, "Bro, I'm sitting at the table with Nautica's top designers. I just did a Sprite deal." He's like, "Man, I'm out here doing it." And I was like, "Hey."
He said, they're not even letting niggas in the game look do like the me. Stuff he's doing. Like, he was like...
He got a Target deal, too. And Joe was like, yeah, good point. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's big.
I'm like, so, but if you're going to call him on the carpet, you don't know that basic shit. Hey, man, props to Yachty, man. I still probably ain't going to rock your music, but I respect you, young man. I want you to do well. I want you to do well, man.
Stop.
That's enough. Like, we don't have to go that far with it.
And I need you there.
Come on, man. Nah, bruh. I hope we get a copyright warning for that shit.
I probably wouldn't say none of the words right. You can't copyright.
He wouldn't say none of the words right. Ain't no words. It's just silence on the paper. Ain't no lyrics. So the Wale album. So I didn't know that Wale had an album until I watched this interview. Because they devolved into some talk about Wale and what he's selling, if he's flopping, and who's to blame and all that shit. So initially, part of me wants to blame the album before that because I heard nothing about it. But the way I listen to music anyway, there's no reason I should have heard about it because I don't listen to the radio. I don't watch anything that has videos anymore. Even as part of a hip-hop website, it wasn't on my radar. I don't know whose fault that is.
Wale?
Is it Wale's or is it the labels?
Yes, because you know when certain niggas, you knew Kendrick had an album come out, just because of all the reasons that you said that you're unplugged from the world. You knew when Kendrick album came out. You knew when Cole album came out. You knew when Drake album came out.
But that was the media. The media promoted that shit. So is it the label's fault for not giving that to the media?
Yes. So why didn't Wale do a better job getting into the media? Like you.
That's your label's job. Your label's supposed to do that.
Nah, man.
See, everybody. TDE was putting the feelers out there for that album. And then Kendrick dropped some singles, which means that he had recorded music and the label said, we're going to release these singles. Wale had a mixtape that came out maybe a month ago. I heard the mixtape. Mixtape's dope. This album came out. It's very disappointing, bro.
Disappointing.
It's very...
Two words that I'm not surprised are in the same sentence.
And you know, if you've been listening to the show, I mean, this is episode 255. I've said on several episodes that I like Wale.
Yeah.
I actually fuck with his... I think he got some good albums. This one was not one of them. And it's like 14 songs, too. So when the first song comes on, you're like, okay, I kind of want... You know, it's the intro. We're going to let that slide. And then when it didn't get any better, I said, well, what the fuck is this? Like, it felt like a really long interlude. You know, sometimes you hear some shit, and you just like, okay, when is the beat going to drop? I felt like that, and when I looked up, I was on track 7. I said, what are we listening to, bro? I don't... Have you listened to it?
No, I haven't listened to Wale album in years. I don't... Wale is one album, one dude I just don't fuck with. Like, if he on a song with some niggas, I make it through his verse, but I'm not going to listen to a whole Wale project. Sorry, not going to do it. Don't like his rhyme style. I just don't like Wale, man. I'm good on it. Nothing personal, just don't like his music. I'm cool on Wale.
So we had Attention Deficit
dropped. Nah, I'm good, man.
Attention Deficit dropped in 2009. Ambition dropped in 2011. I like that one. The Gift dropped in 2013. The album About Nothing, I don't even remember that one.
Everybody say that's phenomenal.
Let me look at the album. I don't remember this album. I don't think I listened to this one.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I thought that was a mixtape.
No, the album after.
Yeah, it's apparently a studio. I did hear that one, and it was cool. I don't think it was better than the first two albums. I don't think it was better, not the first two, the previous two. I don't think it was better than Ambition or The Gifted. And then this one is Shine, which also there's a mixtape called Before I Shine, is better than the album. This album's really bad, bro. I think B-Eazy said it's projected to sell like 20,000. It's not good. Like, I have Google Play Music, so you can just add music to your library and shit like that. You're paying the $10 a month. And so essentially the album is free. I don't want it. I don't want it. I removed it. It's not a good album, man. And I heard also from Be Easy the Boss that apparently Wale is ready to fight people over the reviews of this album.
Say who that again?
Wale is ready to fight people over the reviews of this album.
Wow. So it's all right. So that means you got to do it.
Hey, I mean, you know, you want me to fight Wale? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying I want you to fight them. I'm just saying that I want you to do the review because, you know, you have a way of getting under people's skin for some strange reason. And Wale is the kind that he, you know, he is a good chance he might read your review.
So that I'm gonna have to fight Wale. Cause you know he'll look at me and be like, I could take this one. The short fat dude, I could take him. I got him. If I ain't got nobody else, I got him. That's what he gonna say. And now I gotta throw hands with Wale. I'm very disappointed though, man. I'm very disappointed. I guess we need to keep talking about music. I haven't read this purposely, and it looks like it made it to the show because we gotta talk about it. The Fyre Festival.
Yes.
Ja Rule. So somehow in 2017, Ja Rule is coming up with a festival where people come and spend money and have a good time. That was supposed to be a luxury festival in 2017.
In an island in, I think it was the Bahamas or something like that.
Is Ja Rule still rich?
I mean, he did get out of jail not too long ago. I mean, you know.
But what's his income? Where is he making money?
I mean, he's taking out old songs.
I'm asking. I'm not trolling. I'm legit asking. Because if you're talking about a luxury experience, why is Ja Rule ahead of that in 2017?
Him and some other dude, you know. It was in the tickets to the festival that was held in the Bahamas, on an island in the Bahamas, cost people between $4,000 and $12,000 for this.
Wow.
They were promised luxury, like, cabanas and shit like that, and all the finest foods and, you know, all this stuff. And when they got there, it was like FEMA tents, and the meals were like bread, cheese, and like lettuce and tomato. Like, they were just then they said it was like the Hunger Games. There were wild dogs running around, no security, theft. You know, the locals just came in. It was supposed to be like 10-12 acts, but all the acts said they wasn't going, like Blink 182, Migos. There was a whole bunch of people. And, you know, now Ja Rule and the dude, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, they're being sued for $100 million.
By who? By the party goers? The people who paid?
Because they're a bunch of rich kids, like a whole bunch of rich people. Like, the, you know, because now it's trendy to go to music festivals now. You know what I'm saying? So Ja Rule's idea was to create a festival for, you know, rich, and I have the little dirty ass, you know, mute the music lovers there, but just the people who wanted Instagram, like I met Coachella, you know, them people, you know, the big ballers. And so now they're suing his ass, and nobody has seen Ja. Ja has not been around, like nobody knows what Ja Rule is.
So he's at fault for this.
Click the link, man. No bathrooms, porta potties, no food. That,
the porta potties. We're working right now getting everyone off. Everyone, well, it's supposed to be off, but it says of the island. Safe. That's my immediate concern. Safe. Safe. Safe.
Hey, man.
We're working on getting everyone off the island safe. Jesus Christ.
All right, out here, man.
I will make a statement soon. I'm heartbroken at this moment. My partners and I wanted this to be an amazing event. It was not a scam, as everyone is reporting. I don't know how everything went so left, but I'm working to make it. Okay, well, I don't have to read any more of this. Did any of the acts show up that were supposed to perform?
Nobody showed up.
How is that not a scam?
Then the ticket said no refunds.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
There's rumors going around that Ja Rule called all the acts and told them not to show up. Like, yo, don't go. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, Ja Rule going back to jail for this, man. He done picked with the wrong people, man.
This sounds like some bullshit. Like,
he could have pulled this prank with the hood niggas and, you know what I'm saying, got away with it. But nah, not with this group. Mm-mm.
Regrettably, and after much careful and difficult consideration, we want to let you know that we won't be performing at the Fry Fest at the Bahamas this weekend and next weekend. We're not confident that we would have what we need to give you the quality performance we always give our fans. So if Blink, that's from Blink 182. If this is the person that you contracted to perform at your event, they're tweeting this out the weekend of the event that we're not coming. We didn't even say this shit to you. We putting this shit on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing was set up.
Nothing.
Wow. Secondly, so Ja Rule is definitely a loser this week.
Either that or a shout out to Dr. Abrasive. He's one of the biggest dirtbags of the year.
Why you say that?
Taking these people money. Lying to these people.
Yeah, so he's both. I mean, that's why he's a loser, because he's the biggest dirtbag. Oh, yeah. But if you bought one of these tickets, aren't you a loser too?
Hell yeah.
It's 2017. Why are you buying anything that has Ja Rule headlining?
Thank you. No. He's not headlining. He's throwing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, his name is behind it.
Yeah. Ja Rule, yeah. It's Murder Productions, ENT. tonight.
That shit's crazy as fuck, bro. So you think you're going to jail?
Oh, Ja Rule going to jail behind this. Listen, somebody that got is a lawyer or a kid of a lawyer or some powerful people got scammed. Ja Rule's going down for this, man. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, the problem is the promises.
Yes, the promises.
Because I just saw there's a TV show on Viceland. It's called Jungle World. Uh-huh. So apparently this guy bought like 20 acres of land that he expected to flip. But the real estate market dropped, so there's nothing to do. It's like on some island somewhere or some shit. So what he's decided to do now was to charge people and students like $5,000 for 2 weeks to live on this land and build a city. So you show up and there's not shit, and you learn how to do shit by building it. You're paying him to go to this land and build shit and eventually build up his city. So the shit is the same. $5,000, $5,000. One is promising you shoot greatness. One is promising you nothing. Mm. One set of people are complaining. One set ain't. I'm just saying.
But to know that I helped build, start a civilization, man, is worth the $5,000, man.
Now, I don't know how legit, you know, I've heard this unscripted. I heard all this other shit. I know the dude bought the land, and I know there's a TV show. And for me, he's a winner for that. If that's what happened, you already won.
Vanessa.
I mean, like a motherfucker. You bought some shit that wasn't worth nothing and ended up with a TV show on it, whether it's scripted or not. You're the winner this week, bro. But Ja Rule, like, you should have partnered with that dude. He's promising people not a fucking thing and getting paid.
Damn.
I like that shit. I like that. We heavy on the music this week.
What? More music?
More music talk, man.
Your comedy podcast.
All right, well, you know, sometimes we got to break out. R. Kelly is being sued in 2017 for having an affair with a Mississippi sheriff's deputy's wife. Is this bullshit?
No, because I heard in Mississippi you can sue. If somebody breaks up your marriage, you can, you know, sue them.
So, okay. I'm not a fan of R. Kelly, right?
Okay.
This is a grown woman?
Yeah, grown woman.
So he had sex with an adult woman.
Yes, which makes me not want to believe the story, but
I already believe it's bullshit. I absolutely believe this is bullshit. And then after he had sex with the lady, her marriage fell apart.
Okay, according to the story, her and R. Kelly was in a they had a relationship before she got married, and 3 months into the marriage, her and R. Kelly rekindled their relationship, and she would go whenever he would tour, she would go to, you know, get close by and, you know, go visit him, and they'd do their little thing, and then finally he just moved her to Atlanta or some shit like that. And then she wanted to move to Atlanta or some crazy shit like that. And basically R. Kelly ruined their marriage, and he said R. Kelly would berate him and cuckold him is what the term I saw in him.
Why is this word so hot this week?
That's the hot word like going around right now, man.
This shit, Decoded was just talking about this shit. Now we got R. Kelly out here. God damn.
At the time, R. Kelly cuckolded Bryant with for Bryant's and Childress's vows. Like, she ain't changed her last name, son. That was R. Kelly chick, bro. Like, you can't be like, yo, like, you fellas. This King Jern giving y'all some advice. Uh-oh. If your chick used to mess with a famous nigga before you, bruh, that's still his pussy, man. I'm just gonna be honest. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's just be real.
Let's not understate it. This is fucking R. Kelly, bruh. The nigga's on top of the world for a long time.
Exactly. Like, she got memories from his songs from a long time. She probably lost her virginity to R. Kelly song. So it's a lot of girls out there lost their virginity to R. Kelly song. That's a lot of kids were made to R. Kelly music. R. Kelly got a special place in a lot of people's hearts. That's why we ain't fully buried his fucking ass for this filthy shit he's done, man. Like,
these niggas will not let him go. They will not let R. Kelly go, bro.
He's still filling up arenas, man. Like, he came to town a couple months ago, man. Like, yo, full house, packed house. Fucking nobody disgusting. Cared that he was a fucking child predator.
Fucking disgusting.
Women were still swooning over here, throwing the drawers on stage, grabbing on them, all kind of crazy shit.
And I tried for the longest time. I even wrote an article about this motherfucker. I was trying to just say, hey, nothing's confirmed. And then when that shit came out about him stalking the goddamn, what was it, the girls club or the Chili Squad or some shit, I was like, you know what? This nigga's got to be stopped,
man. Yeah, man.
It's fucking disgusting. But here's what's even worse is that apparently the chick that he was fucking came home with chlamydia.
Yes.
And gave it to her husband. How dirty. You got chlamydia from a dude that fucks people at recess.
Bruh, I mean, and then you gotta know that your wife was peed on, man. Like, you gotta know. You gotta know. That's probably how she got it, man. R. Kelly was pissing there all over the place, man. He was just pee everywhere. So she got chlamydia, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just, he probably got, you know, just depends on how much he had to drink that day, man. He probably got a little UTI or something. You know, you never know, man. So,
if we have any people that listen to the show that are into getting peed on or peeing on people, who brings that topic up? The peer or the PE?
I mean, you know, I know a dude who told me an episode about him messing with a girl that likes to get peed on and stuff, and he was just like, yo, that shit was wild. He was like, he couldn't believe it. He said, this is his first time ever doing it. But he was just like, it was something.
So he did it.
Yeah, he was just like, yo, he's like, just to see her sit there tilted back with her head and me just pissing on her, like,
yo, that's crazy. Would you, like, single King Jern, would you do that shit?
No,
because that's some death. That's all Madden beyond.
I mean, it's not, it's my thing is the cleanup. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, who cleaning this shit up? Like, yo, I don't want piss in my house nowhere but the toilet. You know what I'm saying? You know, I get mad at my dog if she piss in the house. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I definitely don't want piss. I mean, what do? You got to do this. Like, what, you put the tarp down or something when it's going down? Like, what I mean?
And then it's liquid, so it's not like you going to, I don't understand.
You pee in the shower or something? Like, where do you do this at, man? Like, oh, I mean, hey.
In the shower. Maybe they are doing it in the shower.
Yeah. But, that, I mean, weird. Yeah, I just don't, I mean, you know, people that like to, bodily fluids on them, man. It's just kind of, I'm not saying you're weird, but I just don't understand.
I'm saying you're weird.
I'm not going to say you're weird, because people, like, I mean, I might, you know, somebody might think that's weird. So I don't know what
it's. Maybe you're weird too, nigga. Like, it's okay to be weird sometimes, and this shit is weird.
I like seeing girls dig out their drawers in their ass. Like, I like that shit. Like, it's what? Just something about it. You know, you see a girl, like, they got, when they, you know.
Digging a wedgie out?
Digging a wedgie out, yes. Whatever you call it in your area.
You wait. What else is there? Wedgie?
Charlie? A bite? I done heard, you know,
a
like
bite?
Yeah, like, I got a bite.
I haven't heard that before.
so, Charlie, like, yo, I got Charlie, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done heard any wedgie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah.
But yeah, you weird, nigga. You weird.
You see what I'm saying? I don't think that, I mean, I just like,
that's weird,
bro. It depends on the chick too. I mean, it can't just be any old random, you know, nasty. It gotta be like a, you know, nice ass, and, you know, I like, ooh, you can catch it. Something about it.
That's, yeah, that's definitely some different shit. At least it's not shitting on the motherfuckers. I shit on the bitch.
Hey, man, the guest, we was gonna have a guest on our show that has shitted on a dude before for money.
What?
Yeah. Oh, that question was gonna get asked.
What? Somebody, yeah. Wait. Somebody, so wait. They shit on somebody for money. So someone paid them to shit on somebody.
Yes.
There's shit money in them. That?
Yes, it's a thing called scat or something like that.
Yeah, but so I thought that scat shit was like staged porn shit.
No, man, it's real life. People like that shit, man. I don't know what do you shit on them and then you rub it? Like, I don't know. What do you do? Like, I don't understand. Like, if somebody shit on me, like, I couldn't.
It's always the woman shit on the man, though, right?
I mean, some girls get down like, yo, they like that shit. Biggie said he shit on a bitch.
Biggie said a lot of shit on that.
saying? So, clap that shits on the bitch.
Like, if you've ever walked into a men's room after somebody shits, I can't imagine that shit. Yeah, but I guess I'm thinking specifically of the men's room because of the gym, and it's some of the smells that I've smelled in there. I don't understand what you ate. Like, I don't understand what you ate. So I guess that's part of the prep. If you're doing this, like, you have to eat, like, baby food or something for a day. There's got to be prep work in this. You can't just take a regular I ate steak and burrito shit on somebody.
So it's called coprophagia. Coprophagia is often a component of the wider term coprophilia, which returns to getting sexual pleasure from the excretion of human feces, whether it's from smell, touch, taste, or sight. Scat is another term for feces, and scat sex or scat play refers to using scat in sexual activities. Wow.
Oh, wait, so using it in sex, so like they shit and then they play in it?
Yeah, I guess if that's what you like. I mean, you might just want to feel it through your fingers or shit on my dick, you know?
Oh my God.
Shit on my stomach, shit on my chest. Like,
I will continue.
Taste, look, this just said taste.
Taste?
It says smell, touch, taste, or sight.
Oh my God. R. Kelly, I blame all this shit on you.
I want to click on video. I just want to see one, man.
Do it for the show. You click on it and let the people know your reaction, because I'll throw up.
Where can I go to see some scat videos?
Don't ask BeeZy.
Bet you I call BeeZy right now.
Don't do my boy like that, man.
Too late.
He better not ask his phone.
He better not ask his phone. He gotta know it's coming. Beezy, are you busy?
Nah, what's up?
Quick question, man. Where can I find a scat play video online?
Whoa. I'm not sure.
Possibly.
I don't know. I have no idea
what's
about
any of this stuff. He's lying. See, people, do you want to show that a lie to you? You want to tell the truth like me and Saul, man?
Hey, man, I respect that answer so much.
I mean, because, you know, I want to find one to watch it live on air just to see. Do they actually, like, what do they fucking do? Like, what do they do? Like,
you've seen one.
No, I haven't.
We all seen one.
No, we haven't.
No. To my two girls in the cup? That's scat?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, well, I just seen one. Yeah, I don't want to see this, all right? I just seen two girls in the cup.
I saw the intro. I never saw the whole video, so I never watched it.
No, oh, man.
It's funny you said it, because I was looking on Wikipedia the other day about it. It's called 200 Girls. That's the name of it. 200 Girls, because the name we gave it, but it's 200 Girls.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And that's all I'm going to give you on there.
Okay, so sorry, you got to watch 200 Girls, no. Two Guys, One Horse, Two Guys, One Stump.
Oh. What? What is?
Yes.
How did we get here? This is supposed to be about scat. What are you talking about?
But
I heard horse. I'm sure no one's
horse. Yeah. Mr. Hands. Yeah, that was violent.
That has nothing to do with shitting. I'm sure.
And I mean, he ain't gonna shit again. I mean, after that horse goddamn went up in his.
Well, I'm definitely not watching that shit either.
Oh man, you gotta watch it for the culture, man.
No, I don't. Fuck the culture. If that's the case, I'm switching to rock and roll.
But yeah, man.
If I could see the
reaction video. Oh yeah, that would be awesome. A Saul Wright reaction video of that shit.
Why do y'all hate me so much?
We don't hate you, Saul Wright. You don't understand how like animated you are and shit, man. You are a star, but you so humble, and you know what I'm saying, man. That shit is just amazing, bro. Like, yo, this is the most humble superstar, man. New AKA, the humble superstar, man.
I don't know why y'all want me to be defiled by watching the video where dudes get to fuck my horse.
Yeah, man, it's all right. When's the YouTube channel coming? That's what we want to know, man.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Ain't no YouTube.
No YouTube, man. But yeah, BZ, we gotta go, man. We got a long show. We gotta knock out in like 5 more minutes, man. All right, bro, take it easy, man. No plugs for your weak ass show, man. Sorry. All right, easy, everybody.
I just want y'all to know I'm not watching that shit, so. Jerry was supposed to take one for the team. He decided not to.
He told me I've seen one. I was like, okay, well, I know what it is. Like, I ain't, you know.
So, if I remember right, two girls, I thought that they were just, like, playing in it.
Nah, bro, they was shitting in people's faces and everything. Yeah, they were doing all kind of, like, they had the girl face and she was shitting on her face. But it just looked like the shit was like ice cream.
The conspiracy was it was ice cream.
It looked weird as a motherfucker, but yeah, it just didn't look like no shit to me, man.
First of all, we talked about shit way too long. I want to know if it's real. Two girls, one cup, real. Because I thought it was ice cream.
Yeah, they probably didn't debunk that right now already.
Why is the original video still up?
Cause, man.
So, two girls, I'm going to the wiki page. Because, you know, if it's on Wikipedia, it's true.
Yep. I mean, that website probably still getting hits. The real name is Hungry Bitches.
That's what he said. Hungry Bitches.
Oh, I thought he was okay. I thought he said Two Hungry Girls or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. He did say that. 200 Girls. But it's 200. First, Beezy was wrong for once?
Yeah, on porn shit.
On porn shit at that, man. It's last days.
Excrement and vomiting in each other's mouths.
I will never see this shit. I will never see it because vomit makes me want to vomit. so I'll never see that shit. Like, I wanted to go into the medical field, and when I heard that you had to deal with shit and vomit, I changed my major.
Yeah, man, that's just part of the game right there, man.
I thought it could be like when you go into the military with a degree, you're automatically an officer. I thought you could circumvent some of that shit. It's like, nah, bro, you gotta do it. I was like,
Start at the bottom like everybody, buddy.
Start at the bottom, bro. I was like, no, thank you. I changed my major. I'll do this graphic design shit.
No, you ain't smell nothing bad till you smell the old person shit. Oh, but that's God. Like, that's top three worst shit smells in America, old person shit. Like, whoa.
Like, whoa. We talking about like any old person, or we talking about old person that's been sitting in a nursing home eating that bullshit food?
My any old person like that's like 60, if you 65 and older, your shit probably smell like,
whoa,
god damn it. I don't want to be around like then, like, oof. I know one time, man, my job, man, with this old man, he shit, it was just like a scene for Bad Grandpa, man. This man shitted in one stall and the other stall. I don't know how he got shit in the other stall. I said, like, how the fuck did that happen? Like, it was shit on the wall, shit on the floor.
Oh my God. It was shit everywhere,
dog. I'm trying to tell you, man. He had just shitted in his pants. He had threw the pants in the trash can. It was shit all over the place.
Like, I've been driving across the country. I've been in bathrooms at, you know, rest stops or gas stations where it's like, how did you get shit over there?
Yeah, it's like, how? Man, that shit was amazing, bro. Like, was you in there throwing shit on the walls? Like, because that couldn't came out your ass like that. And if it did, like, you got a problem.
This is, we got to move on because this is the most disgusting episode of the show we've ever
done. Shittiest episode we've ever done.
I think that's all the music news we got. But I do want to talk about some more shitty stuff.
Okay.
Adam Jones, baseball Adam Jones. The Adam Jones that said that
Kaepernick. If it would have been Pac-Man, this would have been a non-story. They're like, well, you are a nigger, Pac-Man.
Exactly. You're absolutely correct. This Adam Jones is the one that said that the reason we can't do that Kaepernick shit is because it's a white man's sport. That Adam Jones. Baseball Adam Jones plays for the Baltimore Orioles. Had a game with the Boston Red Sox. And apparently people would call him a nigger. And throw
they threw a bag of peanuts at him. Said that he was called nigger a whole bunch. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the great Curt Schilling, he comes out today and says he thinks the story's bullshit. He's like, there's no way he could have heard somebody say nigger. And if somebody did say nigger loud enough, somebody would have came up and was like, yo, this person, you know, they would have had a witness. And he was just like, he'd heard his Blacks teammates say a hundred million times. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what's the big deal?
Oh, my God. He's still doing that?
Yeah, he said he think he's making a story up for attention. You know what I'm saying? You know, Curt Schilling, the infamous bloody sock, Curt Schilling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're at Fenway Park and people are throwing peanuts, there's a video of peanuts flying on the field, correct?
Yes.
This is not hard to research. There's a fucking game. There's some video. You can hear and see peanuts flying and someone saying nigga. It's not hard to figure out. Why? And why do people always think that if something happens egregious, everybody's going to tell? We've been called niggas since we've been here. Ain't nobody said shit.
Yeah, look, it's a white dude that felt real bad about it. Like, yo, like, I ain't say shit. Like, yo, they was just sitting up there, nigger.
It's like a chant.
Take a nigger.
Take me out to the nigger. Like, this shit was regular. Everybody ain't telling. They probably gonna record it. But they ain't telling.
It's the seventh inning nigger.
Oh, say, can you hear that nigga? It's our anthem. Like, this is not far-fetched.
They were singing Sweet Caroline. Sweet nigger line.
Oh! Man, look. This is not far-fetched. And it's Boston, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
I didn't know Boston had black people until I heard Claudia Jordan talking about it.
I mean, New Edition is from Boston.
That's what they say, but they from the Loose Stones part of Boston. They on the outskirts and shit. They hung out in Jersey. Shit don't really count.
Niggas said, nah, your boys was from Jersey.
Yeah, this shit don't count. Y'all niggas weren't really from Boston. Like, none of your mail came to Boston.
Yeah, they from Roxbury, man. Yeah. What do you mean?
This shit is just weird to me, bro. Why are people, like, why is your natural inclination to fight for Boston? Instead of saying that this is disgusting.
Your boy Stephen A. Smith, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's not condone a whole city for the actions of...
Condemn a whole city.
Yeah, and he was like, you wouldn't want black people. We know some black people out there that are treacherous, but we don't want to be lumped in with them. Oh, now Stephen A. Like,
why does he always end up on the wrong side of shit?
I was just like, Stephen A., come on, man. You were almost there, man. You were almost there.
Every time he ends up on the wrong side of shit. Every time. I don't understand, like, how you go to a black university and say racism isn't an issue for you. Mm. How do you do that? I guess when you get the paper.
Yeah. I told you that damn Mickey Mouse must pay well over there, boy. Mickey Mouse, how you doing all kind of shit, boy?
Yeah, well, they got people looking for jobs because they laid motherfuckers off.
Hell yeah.
They got your boy, what's John Saunders, is that his name?
They got John Saunders?
Isn't that the black dude that do the college football shit?
Come on, man, John Saunders dead, man. God damn, it's all right.
Well, at least he actually dead, nigga.
Yeah.
You done killed like five niggas on this show. Okay. They would listen to the forecast. They're like, wait, I'm dead?
Yeah. Oh, like, yo.
Who was the dude? It was a dude that does he's a black dude that does football, college football talk.
Mark May?
I guess that's his name. He gone.
Man, I don't think they got Mark May. I know they got, who did they get? Like, major big names. They fired Danny Cannell. They got rid of him. Jason Garrett, the nigga from Cold Pizza, First Take, whatever that show called. They got his ass.
I know Bomani was sweating.
But they like Bomani though. He controversial, man. He fixed an ESPN new narrative. But it was funny how people was like, "Yay, such as got fired," and ESPN was like, "I can't believe people making fun of people getting fired." I'm like, "Hold on."
Y'all do it every day. Y'all do it every day.
Thank you. Y'all, that was so hypocritical by ESPN. People have families. Y'all can't just be happy that somebody got fired. I'm just like, hold on. Like, come on, man. Stop.
Y'all do it. Not only do y'all do it every day, sometimes y'all lead the charge. So I guess we're kind of done with that topic. Just move to the next topic. Stealthing is something that I saw a lot on social media. Apparently, so stealthing is a thing with these young kids. I got to say it's the young kids. where you start out with the condom and you take it off.
Yep.
And the chick don't know.
Without her knowing. So allegedly.
So wait, what do you mean allegedly?
I mean, you know the difference between condom dick and raw dick. I ain't never had a dick inside of me, and it's never gonna happen.
I was waiting to try to clean it up. I'm like, okay, let's see where this could go.
But what it feels like when I have a condom on and I'm going in something, and when I have one not on. So I'm assuming that it's vice versa. Like, you can feel the difference between raw dick and condom dick. You know what I'm saying? So you can't get stealth without you knowing.
So the issue is, people are saying that this is, is this rape? Right? Like, that's the narrative. I mean,
it is rape, according to the law.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you signed up for sex with a condom, unless you told them, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? But if you take off the condom and while you're having sex with a girl, that ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know, you know, you open yourself up to a lot of things then, man. Babies, STDs. You know what I'm saying? You know, then that consent thing, man. Like, it's easy to catch a rape charge these days, fellas. Y'all got to tiptoe the line. Like I said, it ain't like it used to be in the 90s, man. And, you know, like I said, if rape laws were like they are today, man, it'd be a lot more niggas in jail. I'm just going to let y'all know that now.
But, so maybe this is the fallout of being a nice guy or being Jack Swagless. There are several times with different women that we could have started sex without any mention of a condom. And what I mean by that is, motherfucker is laid back, legs open, let's go. Pulling you in, no condom's been mentioned or pulled out. And it would have been good to go. Mm. So, I'm confused as to why you would start one way to finish the other when it seems to me like the shit is out there for you to have. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
From your experience, how often, when you have sex with a condom, when you had sex with a condom, were you the one that brought it out? Did she bring it out? Did y'all, how was it discussed? How was this mentioned?
It was just automatic. It was just automatic.
But so, like, she handed you the condom, but you just grabbed it? Like, that was part of your role?
Yeah, I had some. You know what I'm saying? And then if, you know, then when it got to that point where we were comfortable and the hats were off, you know what I'm saying? Then that was a totally different story. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it got to a point where you run out of rubbers and then y'all start having raw sex. That's what the raw sex usually happens. If you start out with condoms, then you run out. And then next thing you know, y'all doing it raw. That first time, you pull out game, then, you know, hey, you got to know your body.
Certain shit you don't have to discuss. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first time you go in raw, usually... Now, you might get a chick that's like, hey, motherfucker, don't be nothing to me.
Yeah.
You might get what you might, it might be the conversation like, hey, nigga, slow your ass down. But sometimes there's nothing that needs to be said. You know you don't want no kids. You know she don't want no kids. You ain't got to say shit. You just go for it. But why in 2017, when shit is out here killing people like crazy, why are you risking it?
Yeah, and why that's what I'm saying. Like, it should... It should be an automatic decision. Put the rubber on.
And that's it. And keep that bitch on. And then so what? Are these cats, are they removing the condoms and
when the heat of passion, they come off.
So are they doing this and still busting off in the girl, or what are they doing?
That's what I want to know. Like, are you, but like, because that's like, if you busting off in a, like, you shooting the club up now, that's, you taking it to a whole nother level. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not with the stealth thing. I'm not team stealth, man. I don't, niggas doing that shit, creepy as fuck, my nigga.
How do you feel about, like, have you ever been in a situation where a girl gives you the condom?
Yeah.
Y'all like that shit, do you?
Skeptical as a motherfucker. But then I realized, like, they don't want, I mean, ain't nobody gonna try to trap me. So then I went on with it. I thought about it, like, I'm not trying, she ain't gonna trap me. I'm nobody to trap.
And so, like, I'm trying to remember, has that happened? Because I usually had kind of, like, that's how I got in the game. My mom just put some condoms in the room, like, hey, nigga, here. So I had condoms.
Hey, man, first time I had a condom, I didn't know what you're supposed to do with it. I peed in the motherfucker. I was just like, what do you do? I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? Like, you had to pee and then you put on the condom to do it?
Oh, I peed and like filled up like a balloon. I was like, I don't know what you do with this shit. Then one day in sex education class, I was like, oh, so that's what you do with it.
Like, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you were like, okay, I got to pee. Let me put the condom on?
I didn't put it on because I didn't know. You know, I just peed in it. I wasn't erecting
it. You just held it and pissed in the condom?
Yeah, and like filled it up like a balloon, man.
And then just threw the shit in the toilet. I was like, okay.
I was outside because I was scared in the house.
Oh, so someone walked by your pissy condom outside?
Probably.
You disgusting bastard.
The first time I had sex with a condom, I ain't know you were supposed to take it off.
Wait, what do you mean? So you nutted and left and went home with the condom?
The first time I had sex, I did not bust a nut.
That's amazing, first of all.
Because, I just humped until I got tired and then I stopped. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, like.
Does that mean the box was trash?
I don't know. I don't know if I was, man, I might have been fucking her in her navel. I don't know. Like, I was. I didn't know what the fuck was going on right
there, man. You fucking thigh beat. You weren't even inside.
Yeah, look, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but hey.
Did you get a chance to go back?
Nope.
Yeah, so it wasn't good for neither one of y'all.
Hey, I didn't give a damn. I knew I wasn't a virgin no more. I was just like, yo, I'm not a virgin no more. Like, yo. Look, I rode home with the condom still on my bicycle. Still had the condom on, bro.
So what made you realize it was time to take that shit off?
When I told everybody about my episode and they didn't believe me. And I was like, man, I still got the condom on. Nigga, like, you still got the condom on? What the fuck are you doing? He's like, you supposed to throw that in the way. I was like, for real? Like, oh, shit. Like, you know, so yeah.
Hell no. Nigga, this has been the nastiest episode.
My first orgasm was when I was looking at it wasn't even a nude magazine, bro. It was like a magazine that had like girls in bikinis, bro. Like it wasn't even. And then I was just sitting there just rubbing one out, and I just kept rubbing. Next thing I know, man, lightning shot through my body, nigga. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like I was just like, yo, like. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Like, I was just shaking. I was just like, what? Like, I was just like, man, like, what was that? Like, I just didn't know what. And like, I ain't know where the shit went or nothing, dog. Like, so then, you know, and the magazine had, like, jokes in it and shit. So I took the magazine to school one day, and then on one of the pages, some white boy seen it. He's like, what is this, Spoo on the page or something? I was like, Spoo, what is he talking about? And I was like, oh, this dude been jacking off in this magazine. And I was in my head like, oh, my God, like, my life is ruined, nigga. Like,
God damn. Yeah, so somehow from there, we're supposed to talk about the NFL draft. Don't know how that's going to happen, so we'll just talk about the NFL draft.
It was awesome, man. It was in Philadelphia this time.
Yes, props to the Philly fans because they was clowning.
Nice crowd participation. I loved it. Roger Goodell gets booed every time.
He gets booed every time anyway. Like, I don't know. That's kind of the thing. Like, it's the Kurt Angle chant. You suck. You suck. Like, that's kind of the thing they do. I saw the old man for the Cowboys come out there and he was heel turning. Huh?
Drew Henson is his name.
I don't know his name. Fucking Cowboys. I don't know shit about the Cowboys.
Hey, he was the other 88 before Michael Irvin, man.
Yeah, then it doesn't matter.
he was a beast, but go ahead.
He came out there and he was provoking the crowd and turned up, and it was dope. It was beautiful. Now everybody has to do that. That's the standard now.
Yep.
When you're in your rival city, you got to turn up like Henson. The only thing that stood out to me, because I watched this as an innocent bystander. I don't really, you know, have a team, so I was just watching, and I didn't really watch college, so I don't know these players. There was a guy that I saw. You can guess the race, and this is the reason I'm bringing it up. His story was that he got kicked out of 5 different schools and got drafted in the first round. Mm. You got kicked out of 5 schools and got drafted in the first round. That was the story about perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mixon got drafted, and the first thing we saw about him was the video of him hitting the girl. Not his playing video. We didn't talk about the penalty he served for hitting the girl. We immediately went to the footage. Like, that shit was queued up.
Played in the, in front. I mean, everybody watching that shit.
You played that shit right there. Before you played any game footage, you played the video of him hitting a girl. So the guy that I mentioned that got kicked out of 5 different schools and got drafted in the first round, who do you think he was? Was he white or black or Asian or...
I mean, okay. Now, I can see if the dude came on stage with, like, a baby or something. You can't boo a guy with a baby. Did he have a baby or something in his hand?
Of course he came up with a baby.
Oh, yeah, that makes it all. You can't do anything. They had the little precious baby in there, man. Precious. So you, little baby.
You can't boo the baby. And this is a story of perseverance and hard work for his situation.
I was saving some of my vitriol for my keeping 100, but you know what I'm saying? ESPN some fuck niggas for that shit, bro. Cause that shit was not like, the dude got drafted. Like, you ain't do that for nobody else. I'm pretty sure other people out there had issues, got arrested or whatever, but showing him punch a girl, like, after I got drafted, like, come on, man, ESPN, what the fuck, man? Like, that was some old fuck nigga shit. Like, the dude played all last season. You couldn't think of he scored, like, what, about 16 touchdowns last year?
Yep.
You couldn't show none of them? You know what I'm saying?
Afterwards.
You know what I'm saying? Man ran. Yeah, exactly. But it's too late then. Like, what was your purpose? Like, what was your purpose of doing it is what I want to know.
If you were somebody, let's say for whatever reason, this is your first. What if you're a kid? Maybe you're a kid and this is your introduction to football. And you're sitting down with your dad and you're watching the draft for the first time. And the Bengals are your team. And you saw them draft a guy, and then you saw the video. You're tainting that motherfucker out the gate.
Bruh, they played that shit in front of everybody that was there. Like, that shit was crazy.
Oh, it was on the big screen?
Yeah, it was on the big screen. They showed that shit like, that was on the big screen.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. Well, wait a minute, Saul, right? How can you be mad about that? I mean, he did hit a girl. He did.
She hit him first.
She did hit him first. She also called him a nigga.
Yeah, so you know, my whole thing is in 2017, the memo has been passed. You don't put your hands on nobody. Period. If you don't want to get hit back, because obviously them lines in the 60s and 70s are blurred now. You don't hit a woman because there's a lot of women getting laid the fuck out. And these young niggas don't give a damn. They don't have no daddies. They punching y'all ass. So women, keep y'all fucking hand off these weak ass niggas, cause they gonna hit your ass back.
And I'm not one to condone that motherfucker hitting a woman, right? Cause even though she hit him and called him a nigga, she pushed him. Like, you knew the difference. She pushed you. You had choices.
Yeah.
You laid her the fuck out. Mm-hmm. What I don't like is the way they're making this narrative like he's some kind of savage and like, tell the full story. Because you showed the picture, but you ain't say shit about what she did.
This is the full story, how they spin it, all right. I mean, you don't hit a woman, no matter what she does. What? Hold on, what? Like,
yeah, see, and I don't know that, I'm not one, I think it would take some extreme shit, like life-threatening shit for me to hit a woman. Personally.
Yeah, like, this how I feel. If a woman slapped me, I let it go. But if you ball your fist up and you punch me in my face, oh, it's like, out of reflex, I might hit you back. But if you slap me, I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You got down. But if you punch me, like, man, you might knock me out or something. You know what I'm saying? You might catch, hit me in the damn button or something. I fall, like, that's not going to happen, man. So, no.
Like, so what's the end game, though? So, if she punches you, right, and I'm not talking about a trained MMA fighter. I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker coming up and they got skills. If you get into an argument and she punches you, why are you punching her back? What's the end game?
I'm not going to punch her. I will do 100% of my best not to, you know what I'm saying, hit no woman. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if it's like a strange woman, we're in a place, like, let's say, for instance, you know, Queen Jern and some girls, you know, trying to jump. Oh, I'm jumping in. I'm punching the bitch, like, straight up. All right? I'm not going to sit back and let two women fight my wife. No, it's not going to happen.
If it's 2-on-1. If it's 1-on-1, though, you there?
1-on-1, nah. I'm sitting back, you know, hopefully Queen Jern handle hers, you know what I'm saying? But if it's like, you know, numbers ain't no, I'm in there punching hoes. Like, bow, 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 straight up. I'm not feeling nothing remorse about it. You know, now this is just for strangers. Like, I'm not going to, you know, if I'm out, you know what I'm saying, some woman, you know what I'm saying, she getting all belligerent, whatever, and she just, bam, hit me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Oh, we rumbling. We rumbling. Domestic. Yeah, I'm just saying, domestic, I'm not hitting a woman, man. Like, nah, like,
We've seen the videos, you know what I'm saying? We've seen all the scenarios, and of course we're sitting there at the desk or fucking talking about this shit on the microphone, and it's one thing, it's, you know, it's easier to say what you're gonna do here, and I get all that shit. But I'm telling you, my demeanor is, if I'm in a situation where it's a woman threatening me like that, because I know how the law works, it's time for me to get the fuck out of that area. Yeah. It's just time to go. It's just time to fucking go. And I've seen these videos where dudes, you know, talking tough and pushing these girls around, and girls are taking advantage of it, sneaking up behind them and knocking these niggas out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I saw a dude who was in a situation, and it was some girls mouthing and talking shit, and he pushed two or three of these chicks off like they wasn't shit. And one of the chicks he pushed came up, he wasn't looking, she snuck him, knocked the nigga out.
That's dude in the white pants?
Yep. Knocked that motherfucker out.
Slept his ass.
But you just got, like, and that's what happens. You just got to get the fuck out of that situation. Go. Because it's not, I don't think it's going to matter. If that shit goes to court, it don't matter what happened. It don't matter what happened. Like, you just got to get the fuck out of that situation. And more women are trying you, so you got to get out of the situation. I get all that. But we're talking about the fucking draft where y'all just got done talking about this dude with his baby that he brought on stage. This is not a bad decision the way y'all make it seem for us coming up from the inner cities, and you got a kid and he's got to make this to help his family. That's not the narrative this motherfucker got. He got a troubled kid that had to find his way, finally made good, and now he can make it to the league and do better. That's the story you told.
First round. Now they did everything they can. Like Joe Mixon, I wouldn't draft him in the first round. Every GM told me they're gonna pass on him in the first round. Blah 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 blah. You know, he's definitely not going on the first day. They did a great job talking him down. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they tried it. They tried it. And the problem is when y'all trying to trumpet this shit in Cincinnati, which is the perfect place for him to go. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what Cincinnati does, right? They pick the people nobody wants.
Yeah.
When he goes up here and has this season where he's got 1,300 yards and 14 touchdowns, what's the narrative then?
Mm.
What are y'all going to do, ESPN? Because you're going to be showing this motherfucker every week.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in the talks for Rookie of the Year. What are you going to do then?
Mm.
Are we still talking about how despicable he is as a person?
Nigga, they hire Ray Lewis. These niggas hired Ray Lewis.
We like, and y'all let him go. And somehow y'all always, I liked when it might have been Hannah Storm, I forget who it was, but somebody called that motherfucker on the rug when he was talking that shit about Jamal Lewis.
Mm.
When he was like, well, you've had similar run-ins. And he was like, no. My situation was different.
I wasn't selling no drugs. I was defending my life. So you gotta understand there's a difference. But the man upstairs.
Oh, there they go.
Yeah, said, no weapons formed against me shall prosper.
That's the only time I've ever heard anybody bring his shit to the rug.
And I believe that.
That's the only time. Anytime else, they get his motherfucker passed. But when it's some controversial shit that's gotta do with a black athlete, like, I feel like that's your job. If you're the black panelist on the show, and something controversial comes about a black person, they're going to put you out there so you can defame and besmirch this motherfucker, because we're not going to do it because it's going to seem like racism.
Yeah.
So we're going to let you talk about it, Stephen A. Who, like, does he know what side of the shit he's on?
Stephen A,
because when they talked about Romo getting it that to play with the Mavericks, Stephen A was like, this is racism.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, nigga, no, it's not. Like, you picked the wrong time to call that one.
Exactly.
Like, this is a city star for a city player. What are you talking about? Like, this is not the time you use it. But then you turn around with your situation and you say, let's not condemn the whole city. What? So now I know when we get to see Joe Mixon play, and Stephen A is going to talk about it game one, when this motherfucker's starting and has that first 100-yard game, what are you going to say, Stephen A? Because you talked about tattoos, you talked about haircuts. Now you got a brother who's hit a girl. What are you going to say now? I don't know, man. I feel like I took your keep it 100.
Oh, man, it's cool, man.
I feel like I took your keep it 100. Did you? So you paid attention to the draft. How did your team do? First of all, which is your team?
I'm the Eagle fan, man. Come on, man.
I'm just checking. I mean, the Jaguars, the Falcons. I don't know how many teams you got.
How many? Excuse me?
The Jaguars, the Falcons. I don't know how many teams you got.
I have one team.
Right. I'm just checking, man. You got more teams than me, and I ain't got none.
Oh, my God. Yeah, one is more than zero. Yes, you're right.
So your team was the Eagles. How did they do?
They did all right. We addressed some needs. I don't understand the pick, the second round pick of the cornerback that just tore his Achilles. Like, I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, this nigga's a cornerback. Like, that's not a position you want somebody with a bad Achilles out there. So, you know, I just, yeah. But we did all right, man. You know, we didn't get Dalvin Cook. That's what I really wanted with our second round pick. We passed on him. Yeah. But other than that, it was a draft. You know, we'll see how they play on the field. We got some weapons for old Carson to throw too. So we'll be all right, man. I think that's his name. Carson Wentz. Yeah.
That's our quarterback. I saw a couple players being drafted from HBCUs.
Yeah, man. Tariq Cohen, A&T, baby, got drafted.
It was like two or three. There was a running back. There was a cornerback.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is not, and the reason that we're mentioning is because usually the HBCU players are walk-ons. They undrafted free agents, they come in and they get a job.
Yeah.
But these motherfuckers got drafted. I think that first one went like third round, second round.
Yeah. Tariq Cohen a beast now.
Hey, man. Props. HBCUs. Starting to get drafted. Maybe we start seeing that germ dream come true.
Yeah, man. Somehow, man, you know, football be a lot harder to change, but
absolutely, basketball most definitely. It, all it takes is five, man. I was just talking about this on the other show the other night, and I'm just like, man, why don't we have any of the companies pandering to black universities?
Now, I understand, man. They look, you got universities like Bethune-Cookman, who's having the Honorable Betsy DeVos as their commencement speaker.
Jesus Christ.
At graduation. I was like, wow. You know how HBCUs get when they need funding, boy. They sell the fuck out. So, early loser of the week, Bethune-Cookman University. God damn it, man.
Maybe they're gonna step up and go in on it. Maybe it's just a setup.
Nah, ain't no setup. It's a setup for them to get paid. They want some funding.
Would you buy, let's say, I don't think it's a thing that's near and dear to your heart like that, but I'm gonna ask anyway. Let's say Under Armour comes out with an HBCU collection. They do Howard, Grambling, Bethune-Cookman, Morehouse, Florida A&M. Like, they do those five and they do shoes. A collection of shoes for them. Would you buy those?
I mean, if they did a North Carolina A&T one, which is the largest HBCU, just for y'all niggas to know. It depends on what the UA look like, because I really hate Under Armour.
That's exactly why I picked them. Because the Nike is a layup, Adidas is a layup. Under Armour is something that we don't normally would rock.
So, I mean, if it looked, I mean, you know, I couldn't rock a hoodie, maybe. I mean, I say this now, and I got a pair of Under Armour balling shorts and some Under Armour socks, but that's all. Like, and I got a couple of Under Armour shirts, like, from coaching, but that's just, you know, they were giving to me, they were free, I didn't pay nothing for them.
But your issue with Under Armour is the logo.
Yeah, I hate that logo, man.
It's not the quality of the stuff. It's the
quality. I have no problem with the quality. It's just the way, like, the shit where their logo is, like, hidden and shit, I can fucks with. Shit where their logo, like, how they put the logo so big on shit, and it just looks so, ugh.
So, I was thinking about this, you know, we start off the show talking about the ball, the Big Baller brand.
So, twos, yeah, Big Baller brand, triple Bs.
Like, isn't that a layup for you to go to a company and make an HBCU? Like, even if you didn't go to HBCU, but wouldn't that be a layup to, like, connect with your fan base, possibly? Or create a fan base?
Well, I mean, now that okay, for instance, Nike signed a deal with the MEAC, the whole conference. So they got Nike.
Oh, really?
Nike, whole conference, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so, you know, there's about to be some nice HBCU shit popping out there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, all them Nike down.
You know, that really might change the game. Because, like I was saying before, what I said before on on the show I was on is that the reason that Oregon became a big thing is because Nike went in there and gave them that big ass facility in 99 uniforms. So the kids saw all the flashing lights and they started going to Oregon, and then Oregon became a contender. If Nike's doing that with the MEAC, first of all, that means that MEAC is D2?
MEAC is no, it's D1.
Is it D1?
Yeah, it's D1A. It's the FCS.
So that means that these got tournament aspirations. Like, you have a shot to make it to the tournament, right?
Yeah.
So if Nike gets in there and invests any of the money into these schools, that hopefully they're not just pillaging and throwing a Nike swoosh on the uniform, we might see this shit slowly change. Because that's probably the number one reason people aren't going to Grambling and Howard. Ain't no scholarships. You got like 4 scholarships. You're not going to spend it on the basketball player. Spend it on the academics. So I don't know, man. When did they sign that deal? I didn't know nothing about that shit.
It started this year.
Oh, that's dope, man. I'm looking forward to that shit. We got TV Talk 2. Look, we didn't watch Black and Crew.
Did you watch anything this week? Sorry,
I did watch Better Call Saul. Damn it. Okay. It's still slow. Like, this is a better episode because it's more interesting, because we got the Los Pollos Hermanos more involved in there. I'm still kind of cloudy on what does his staff do? Are they involved with the drug trade or no?
That kind of, they think Gus is a clean cut. They don't know nothing about the drug thing.
So why was he saying that you got them threatened now, like they're in trouble?
So I mean, he wanted to make it look like the guys were just coming to threaten him about the chicken business. You know what I'm saying? They were like some, you know, like you pay protection fees or whatever. And that's what he wanted it to seem like. He didn't want it to seem like they don't, nobody knows. Like the city think Gus is a great guy. Like, you know, he was at the little meeting with the firefighters or police or whatever.
Yeah, he's always plugged in like that.
Yeah, he's giving it like he does in the community. Like, they don't know that Gus Fring is like the biggest distributor of methamphetamines on this side of the fucking United States. They don't know that shit. Like,
but when he was talking to the old man, what's the old man's name?
Salamanca.
Salamanca. When he was talking to Salamanca in the office, he was saying that this is a cartel and you now messing with my employees. I thought he was saying that they're involved some kind of way, but you're saying nope.
Nah, the cartel, like, this is cartel business, but you, like, you coming into my other life, my front, like, you don't, you
know. That's okay. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah, like, you did, like, these are my goons. I wouldn't have no problem. Like, you can do that, but these niggas here, they civilians. They ain't in the shit. Like, cartel ain't supposed to, you know. Nah, bro. Like, you come here threatening them. They ain't even in the game. That's what he was saying.
That totally confused me, probably for stupid reasons. Sometimes I'm just slow. But now that you said it, I'm like, oh, he did say that civilian shit. So that kind of threw me. Even though he showed him up. When they was dropping their money off, all that money came in there with them nice bags on. I was like, God damn.
I mean, but Gus, that's the kind of person that's he Gus. Is. He's just a, you know. And then Buddy threw the money down and rolls and shit.
He made him look like shit immediately.
But you know, that's the guy, Gus. You know, he killed all the motherfuckers.
Yeah, so like, it is those loose ends of trying to see how they're gonna do that. So what is Saul gonna do to his brother now? What was all the pictures and shit for?
I don't know, man. That's what I was wondering. Like, what? Because he got didn't admit something about the tape. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they're gonna get entrapment or something. Like, they set him up. I don't know. Because she got him to say something about like, oh nah, he tore up the duplicate. I still got the original. So. Can you get that thrown out if it's destruction of property? Like, if that's not the original? Like, I don't know. Maybe one of our legal listeners could give us a...
Yeah, it's JPM, John Paul Martin. You know, chime in, let us know. Because yeah. he went through the effort of getting all those pictures, and then you got up in a goddamn suit, and you know, you're talking to the lawyer, and you're doing the apologies and all that shit. Like, you kind of tucked your tail between your legs, all of that to say that there was another tape. And then is his brother stupid enough to admit that there was another tape without knowing that that's what they were going for?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I think Casal is a little snaky motherfucker, so I gotta give Jimmy a chance here. He has an angle. I want to see what it is.
It definitely, like, at the end of this episode, I was definitely like, okay, I'm looking forward to the next one. So we kind of hitting that stride to where the shit is starting to get interesting. I will say that. But that was all I watched. I didn't watch Black Ink Crew. I did watch Tykes. I got to see some of that. I was working again. You know, the cable's gone. So I was working. I saw some of that. I got to see Central Valley win. So Central Valley's going to win this year, right?
I don't think so, man. Because they can't beat it. They already lost one game, man. Like, you know.
That's still going to be enough to get them in the playoffs.
They might get in the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to win, man. Because they can't beat Aliquippa, man. Aliquippa just too rough, man. Like, them boys, man, they got too much for them. They can't beat Beaver Falls either. So, it's like, it's going to be Beaver Falls and Aliquippa, I think, in the title, man.
It's feeling staged, bro. That's the reason I said it is because this feels staged. Central Valley lost the first game. They've been winning since.
Yeah, but I mean, they a one trick pony. We know it's Landon. You know what I'm saying? You stop Landon, you stop them.
He talks shit about Landon. Landon gets a game saving interception. I'm just saying this shit is starting to feel written.
Oh, sorry.
The commercial for next episode shows Aliquippa falling apart because something happened. And now the city's in disarray. I'm just saying, that's going to be the sneak in for Central Valley to take them out. Watch. Central Valley's going to be the champions this year.
Damn it, Saul.
And if they end up the champions, I'm not watching this shit no more.
Damn it, Saul.
I'm just telling you. I don't remember what else happened on the episode. I just remember watching them win.
The incident is going to bring the Quips together and make them a stronger team. Watch.
They're already undefeated. How the fuck much stronger can you get?
They need the extra edge because they just steamrolling niggas right now, laughing, getting penalties on purpose and shit. They need to be humbled. So that's all it is, a humbling experience. But they're not gonna. I got the Quips going all the way, man.
Bitch, be humble.
Yeah, Nino Flatty or whatever his name is, whatever that little Nico Flatty.
Yeah.
I mean, they shut him down his last game, but every other game, man, he been fucking that dude.
I don't know which team this guy's on. Who's the rival to the Quips?
That would be Beaver Falls.
So Beaver Falls, their quarterback, has that father that's annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
I need him to go somewhere and sit the fuck down.
Hey, man, I broke all the records, man. You ain't breaking none of my records, man. You know, I was this and I was that, man. I was the man.
This nigga is still, as a grown-ass man, talking about the records he broke in midget ball?
Midget in high school, yeah.
This is your claim to fame, bro?
Hey, like, I mean, he did run for mayor.
You lost that too.
Yeah, you know.
So you know. Still, every time your son has a great game, you're going to ask him, do you think you're better than me? What kind of bullshit is that? I wait on the son to be like, fuck you. You a fuck nigga, Pops.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm on TV. Was you on TV?
That would be epic.
Just wondering.
Like, how many cameras showed up to watch you play, Dad? I'll wait.
And look, some of that little VGH coverage, that little VCR tape you be throwing in, that. Look, you go on the USA Network and watch me full episodes on it.
They gonna follow me go to college, Pops.
Yes.
That shit is terrible. I get tired. Every game, I get tired of hearing that motherfucker. I'm like, dude, just shut up. Even the son be like, shut up.
Hey, the Stow Rocks coach, though, he said, you go home and tell your parents I said it. Y'all out there playing like pussies. Hey, boy, I died.
That's overstepping, though, right? He did too much?
Okay. Hey, look, it's going to be funny because that's the first thing the kids going to go home and tell their parents.
That's what Kevin Hart told him.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the Kevin Hart bit. That is it right there.
My mama told me to tell you, mind your damn motherfucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going to say. Mama, coach said we some pussies.
Yeah, he said he don't care if you know either. He said, tell him I said it.
He said we playing like pussies because we came from pussies. Like somebody going to put too much on it. Somebody going to have to tell their daddy that another man called them a pussy.
Some pussy ass niggas.
And
our parents some pussies too for having us.
Yeah, it's not going to go the way you want it to go, coach. That might be your last day.
Hey, man. Coach was talking to the parents. They were just like, you know, it was so funny because I'm like, these y'all kids, what you mean? Like, he was like, what else can we do? Yeah, they don't listen. They don't do this. I'm like, these y'all kids. I'm trying to, you know, build with y'all. Shit.
And he was sitting out there talking to them. They're like, we just don't want you to give up. I'm like, why are y'all begging the coach? What the fuck is wrong with these parents?
They tell me something. It starts at home. Okay, well, y'all the ones at home. Like, I'm out here, so... What's the issue?
This shit is ridiculous, man. But that was all I watched. I didn't watch shit else. What did you watch?
Oh, man. Started watching the 13 Reasons Why. You know what I'm saying? This little shit on Netflix. about some chick commit suicide, and then she left like some tapes explaining why she committed suicide and all the people that affected her. Yeah, it was something for, you know, they did like the millennials or you know, talking about it, and you know what I'm saying. But my whole thing is, me watching it made me feel like that shit is like a advertisement saying, yo, kill yourself and do something cool, and you know what I'm saying, then, you know, make people talk about you. Like, that's the way I look at it. Like, this was, you know, making people want to almost do it. You know what I'm saying? If I can say that.
It's definitely with all this live streaming and shit, you know, the amount of people are seeing either getting killed or killing themselves on TV or on social media, it's, I feel like it's every week we see a new story. So the fact that this is on Netflix now, like, that's some dark shit.
Yeah.
Nah, it's great. I ain't watching this.
I mean, it's not bad, but you know what I'm saying? I get caught up in it. So yeah, I'll check that out. Other than that, that's about, you know, you got my usual shows. I'm not going to go in depth about that because, you know, I haven't watched anything new. I heard Fargo is back, so I'm going to let that build up and I'm going to watch that, binge that out. What else? Oh yeah, shout out to Netflix. They didn't pay the ransom. Some hackers hit Netflix up. It's like, yo, you know, we found a back door to your house, and you know what I'm saying, if you don't pay us 50 bitcoins, nigga, we're going to release some shit. And you know what I'm saying, so Netflix didn't. So they put the whole season 5 of Orange is the New Black online. You know what I'm saying? So that shit, yeah. And that shit ain't supposed to come out to June. So, you know. And then they said they got other shit too. So who knows what Netflix gonna do.
So did you watch it?
No, not at all.
Do you even watch the show?
I watch Orange is the New Black, but I mean, it wasn't like that. Beezy, you know, of course, he called me. It was like, yo, I downloaded the whole season. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's either 10 or 13 episodes, one or two. You know, some people say some of us missing, and it depends on which one you got. But who knows? But yeah, man, that shit is out there.
God damn.
Wink, wink.
Hey, well, I'm good. I ain't gonna rush to see it. The last season kind of left a sour taste in my mouth, so.
I mean, the last two seasons been kind of boring. I mean, last season was better than the previous, because it got like, the first season was real good, and the second season was like, mm-hmm. It's all right. And the third season was like, okay, this is some bullshit. Fourth season was like, yeah. Fourth season kind of, I don't know. It was better.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I can wait on that one. We kind of already did your Keep 100, unless you got more to add.
Yeah, man, just ESPN, man. My Keep 100 this week, man, talk about ESPN. You know, I'm an avid listener to ESPN Radio, and I've noticed that ESPN has veered away from sports so far. Like, I was on Snapchat last week and I just recorded some shit. I was listening to ESPN Radio and I was like, how the fuck did we get here? This motherfucker talk about there's too many men at ESPN that run things. It's patriarchy. I was like, did GQ Blue make it to ESPN or something and didn't tell us? I said, did they just use the word patriarchy on ESPN? And I was just like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? The social aspect, but sometimes, like, man, y'all just go off the deep end.
It was the way they said it, though, which made, that's why I responded, because they said they, some of the guys at ESPN, like, it's the worst dudes.
Yeah, I'm just like,
what the fuck was that? Some podcast type. That's some shit we would say.
Yeah.
Some bad dudes. These are the worst dudes. Like, what the fuck is that?
What can you expect when rules are made when there's just a room full of guys? I mean, when, you know, we get more women in the room. I was just like, dude, you caping hard as hell for the ladies, boy. Like, god damn.
You probably ain't listening to your shit.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? You a weekend anchor. You ain't got upgraded. Don't even know the name of your show, dude. But yeah, man. And then, you know, ESPN really pissed me off with Joe Mixon shit, man. I thought that was real tasteless. And, you know what I'm saying? And it's the reason why you're losing viewers, because of shit like that, man. Like, that shit is like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Just give me, we don't need 7 sports centers. We just need a show at 6 at night. 6 in the morning and 11 o'clock at night. That's it. We need 3 sports center shows. I mean, come on. How many times, like, we don't need a baseball tonight when there ain't nothing else going on during baseball season? So why the fuck do they need their own hour show breaking down the rotation of the fucking Brewers? Like, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, just show me the highlights during sports center and let me go on my life. You know what I'm saying? So ESPN in trouble. You know, they got competition now, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
I think one of the things I've noticed is since I've cut cable off, not being able to watch ESPN is like, oh shit. But it's just a comfort thing. It's not a need. Like, I don't feel like I've learned. I used to watch Sports Nation, which I think is still hilarious. I do miss that show. Then you watch Bomani and what's his name?
Highly
Dan.
Questionable.
Yeah. You watch Highly Questionable, him and Dan. And then you watch Around the Horn. And then you watch
BTI.
And they're all talking about the same shit. So you listen to the same three or four topics for 2 or 3 hours.
Yep.
And I don't understand it.
Six, you listen to the same, like, them niggas talk about the same. It seemed like in the same order. And I said that, and one day I was like, damn, it's like same thing. I'm just getting another nigga take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I heard on the radio today because I listened to Mike and Mike. And then I listened to Levitar on the show. Then I listened to, you know, I drop in and out of Rosillo and Canelle, where it's just Rosillo now because Canelle is gone. You know what I'm saying?
And it's just so repetitive. Like, and some of these people's opinions I really rock with. Like, Sports Nation I like because they're funny. They're going to give you some real shit, but they usually clown it. But then you get to Around the Horn, and, you know, because I'm going to skip over by Bomani and Dan because they always give you a unique take. I can be fine with just those two shows.
Yeah.
But then Around the Horn, depending on who you got, sometimes there's nothing you want to hear. And then you skip that. And then you get to PTI, and you can almost predict what they're going to fucking say.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, well, why did I just watch this? And then you get to the six, which is totally different. That's the one you need.
Mm. So I haven't watched.
You haven't watched them yet at all?
Not at all.
Why are you hating against black people, man?
I'm not hating against them. I just don't watch ESPN like that, man. Like, if it's not a game on, I don't watch it. Like, I mean, unless it's, you know, sometimes I haven't watched Around the Horn and, you know, PTI in months. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't watch ESPN like that.
That's cold,
like, if it's like a 30 for 30, I tune in. If it's a game, I tune in. But just random programming. You know, I listen more on the radio than I do, like, actual watch. Like, I listen to Mike and Mike every morning, listen to Levitard every day. And in the evening, you know what I'm saying, when I'm in the car, it's Bomani on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I'm hoping that Bomani ends up getting a bigger role and not that laid some people off. Like, I mean, I'm not. Huh?
He is that mouthy Negro from down south.
Like, you could. Now, they gave him a show before, though, right? He had a show or something on it, and they kind of canceled it or some shit. No, that was Stephen A. that had a show, and they canceled that. But Bomani never had a show.
Nah, he just had
a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully he get a better role, man. But you got your winners and losers for this week?
Oh, man, I wrote it down. My winners this week, I didn't have a winner, man. I didn't have a winner this week, man. But my winner is all the guys that got drafted this week, man. Look, man, y'all in the league now. Work your hardest. Your independent contractors, the contract they gave you that you haven't signed yet or will sign, it's only worth it. It ain't worth the ink. It's printed on, the paper's printed on. So work your ass off. Make money for your family. Walk away when you get ready. When once you saved up enough money, got yourself going, don't fucking be a career NFL player, because it ain't gonna work for you in the end, my nigga. Get your money now, make smart business moves, and get the fuck out. You can be retired by the time you're 30. So listen, do what you gotta do. That's my my winners. My losers this week again, man, ESPN. Just busy as fuck, niggas. Also, my loser is Boston, the city of Boston, because y'all tried that little fake ass shit when your boy came with the bat last night. Y'all gonna give him a reluctant standing ovation. I'm not gonna say a standing ovation because everybody wasn't standing, but the ones that did, it was the most reluctant ass.
They gave Adam Jones a standing ovation?
Yes, when he came up the bat, like the night after the allegation and shit or whatever.
Get that bullshit the fuck out of here.
Man, so you know. Some of my losers, man.
My losers is the entire Justice Department of this country.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Jordan Edwards gets killed, 15-year-old kid. We get to see the deception right out the gate, and nothing's happening. So the story of Jordan Edwards, in case y'all didn't see it, like, you can Google. We don't like to, you know, do the research for y'all motherfuckers. It's the internet age. You can just open another window. But anyway, it was a party going on. The party gets broken up by the cops. Allegedly, this cop car, the story goes that this car is driving aggressively towards the officer. The officer shot into the car with a rifle after giving commands for them to stop and struck and killed a 15-year-old kid in the passenger seat.
Mm.
After they look at the video, they find out that the vehicle was driving the other way. So once again, we're leaving the scene. You shot into a car with a rifle and hit the passenger. You like you didn't even hit the motherfucker you should have been shooting, which is the driver, if you were going to shoot. But you shot into a car that's moving away from you. No weapons on scene, no threats. You just shot into the car like, okay. So after that came out, they were like, okay, we can't defend this motherfucker no more. You're fired. He still ain't been charged with shit.
Mm.
So he got fired for obstruction of justice or some shit because his story didn't match. But you still haven't been charged with murder.
Mm.
Nothing happened. You at home. Which means you're probably going to get another job.
Mm.
The officer that shot and killed Walter Scott. Same situation. Walter Scott is running away from the officer. The officer pulls out his gun and shoots him like 6 times in the back.
He pled guilty, though.
Yeah, he pled guilty to violating his rights in a civil case.
Oh, shit.
He pled not guilty to murder in the initial trial. The reason he pled guilty to violating his civil rights is because now he won't be charged for murder.
Oh, God.
So you take the plea deal, which takes a maximum of life in jail. If he would have took the murder charge, you could have got the chair for that shit.
Mm.
But now, you know, I'm just so tired of watching this shit happen.
Then they said about the Alton Sterling that was just released today that he wouldn't, the Department of Justice, whatever they call it, they said that he didn't get his, you know, that wasn't a civil rights, whatever.
It wasn't a civil rights violation.
Yeah.
So not only did they walk, they're walking. It's over.
Well, it's not over, but they can still be charged with, you know, saying something.
They're going to charge them motherfuckers with like...
We know they're not going to get charged, but I mean, it's a possibility.
We got people out here. Trump is already trying to push this bill through so that if you have a pre-existing condition, good luck.
Mm.
But yet, y'all are also allowing the city of Detroit or the city of Flint to possibly foreclose on homes for people not paying the water bill for the poison water. So you're telling me that I may lose my home for not paying for water that would kill me. And that's okay.
Well, I mean, the rules are the rules.
Fuck out of here, man.
I mean, I understand you can't drink that poison water. I get it, but
you still got to pay for us delivering it to you.
Yeah, like that. You know, that water. Yeah, somebody got to pay for that water that's in the ground.
That's some crazy shit. Because the water is in the city of Flint. The officials, you gave ways to get around this shit. You gave them water filters and all the shit before this shit dropped off in the city.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand this country at all. I don't fucking get it. So this country is a loser. I'm so frustrated, man. Like, I can't even put this shit into words. I just don't fucking get it.
You might need to start listening to Station 126 on XM, man. You might like it, man.
I'm just going to be mad all day? Is that what that
is? No, it's like urban news radio. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we have our black Russ Limbaughs and our, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, black people talking, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, like talk radio to deal with our issues. You know, I've been listening to it the last couple of days, man. I was like, yo, I got to tell us all right about this. Man, I like this shit, man.
I just want to see what's next.
Yeah.
Like, I got a homeboy on my Facebook, you know, one of my friends, and he's always trumpeting, you know, pull away from the establishment, but you're cheerleading.
Yeah.
You're not leading. Like, okay, so now what? Nigga, you got the idea, now what? Where are the examples of how you're doing it? Don't criticize other people for being part of the system if you're still part of the same fucking system. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't get it, man. I feel paralyzed and frustrated because we got this motherfucker in office who's supposed to be the president who's worried about building a wall that we're now paying for. But we got people dying in our own fucking country. and you're making them pay for the water that will kill them. You're shooting missiles over, you're attacking motherfuckers in Syria like it's all good, but over here, we're attacking our own citizens and it's all good too. I don't know, man. So this country's my loser, man. You got shout outs this week?
I mean, shout out to the staff, man, BZ, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to all the listeners, man. Ruler myself, Dr. Abrasive, fam over there, man. Shout out to Baby J from B-More, MJ Money 9S, Miss T Lee, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Queen Germ, Prince Germ, Princess Germ. And yeah, anybody else to fuck with us, man, the short way or the long way, man. Shout out.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's been another episode of Focast for the dopest network on the internet. I'm your host, Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King German, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time on NappyAfro.com, the Focast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Good shit.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.